happening right now on VFN TV. It's all about Christmas. And yes, Jesus is the reason for the season. We're going to be talking about a shocking picture that a woman saw in Tennessee McDonald's. We're going to be talking about explosion on Twitter, and you'll be surprised at what went viral. And we're also going to be showing you the nativity scene with a modern twist, all happening right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the low country in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America is in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil. Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They weren't even, they were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. I want to thank you all for joining and tuning in today. And joining me in a few minutes is Stephen Kalaszewski. We're going to be talking about Christmas and how Jesus is the reason for the season. It's one of my favorite times of the year, and I'm sure it is yours too. But it's a time that we get to rejoice and to celebrate the entire month, the birth of Jesus Christ, and what that means to us personally and what it means to the world, what he means to the world. And we're getting so many unique stories today and so many things we're finding out. All these wonderful encounters that are people having all across the country. And it reminds me of one such encounter a woman in Tennessee had when she was driving through a parking lot and she happened to look at the window of a McDonald's. What she saw so shocked her, she had to stop, take a picture, and of course she posted it on Facebook, and yes, it did go viral. I want you to watch it, what she saw, and what really caused her to be in shock. Watch this.
All right, well, trending now, a painted nativity scene, really good-looking one at the Mid-State restaurant, is attracting national attention tonight.
Well, the scene at a Spring Hill McDonald's already has 60,000 shares, but as Fox 17's Sky Arnold shows us, this isn't anything new for the city.
On the front of this Main Street McDonald's,
oh, I loved it,
is an image that's become something of a Spring Hill tradition.
It's kind of nice to see people be able to share their faith again.
Well, it's Christmas time, and it represents what the season really is, you know, and it's good to see something like that.
The owners have been displaying nativity scenes almost as long as they've been selling Big Macs. Some 40 years ago, the current owner's father had high school students drawing them at his store in Columbia, and today the nativity scene is an annual staple at all 7 family businesses.
It's always a Christian theme. Not many businesses, I don't think, will back up like the Christmas as being a Christian type holiday. I guess they're afraid of being politically correct.
That may explain why a recent Facebook post showing the window has gone viral. In a day when many complain of a so-called war on Christmas, some see this Spring Hill McDonald's as a refreshing tradition that hasn't gone away.
Totally support what they do, and that's why I keep coming back.
Sky Arnold reporting for us tonight. The restaurant owners tell us they now hire a local artist to draw that nativity scene every year. They see it as their way of giving back.
Wow, isn't that awesome? I mean, yes, it's just a drawing, but it's more than a drawing, it's more than a painting. It's a statement, and I want to applaud that business owner who said, listen, I am a Christian. This is who I am, and this is what Christmas means to me. Those are the businesses that I want to support. I want to support those that stand with Christ. And to see it go viral, it's because many people today feel that there is a war on Christmas. You know, maybe at your workplace, they call it the holiday tree. It's a Christmas tree. You know, they say we're having a holiday party. It's a Christmas party. But besides all of that, this is a time for us to really refocus and to put our minds and all of our attention on the beautiful birth of Jesus and what his birth represents to us and to the world. When we get back, we're going to be talking about some of the things that have gone viral on Twitter, as well as some Christmas carols. You know, some of these oldies, maybe over 100 years old, they're not just Christmas songs, they are worship songs. We have so much to discuss. Join us when we get right back from this break.
Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com. And just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you, too, to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then green room. There's, you know, some interviews that we had that we ask other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the green room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Oh, holy night, when the stars are brightly shining, it is the night.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, Merry, Merry Christmas. My goodness, it's one of my favorite times of the year. I love Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, John.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Steve. And Merry Christmas to everyone who's viewing today. You know, I love this time. You know, we love sharing with family and friends and community and just celebrating. We have a lot to celebrate. Christmas. We have such an awesome Savior. And we're celebrating not just his birth. It started with a baby in the manger. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. And we're thankful for salvation. I mean, he is the greatest gift we could ever have. And so we're going to be spending the rest of our program talking about Christmas and talking about the Lord and celebrating his birth. This is a time of celebration. It's a time for praise. It's a time to reflect on the goodness of God, the faithfulness of the Lord, and how much he has done for us. And our reminder to us how much the world still needs Jesus. The answer is always Jesus. But recently, Steve, on Twitter, you know, social media is getting very interesting because there's so many things that you can post and so many things that are trending. But on Twitter, the hashtag Jesus is the subject really started trending pretty big on Twitter, and you see a lot of these different captions that started to get viral. And one of them was a scripture, John 14, 16, 17. I will pray to the Father, and I will give you another counselor that may be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world can't receive, for it doesn't see him neither. And just a bunch of these scriptures were being, you know, shared, and they kept tagging it with hashtag Jesus is the subject. And it was really interesting because, you know, it just takes one person to say, this is what I believe. This is what I want to share. And once it started trending, what happens is these things start showing up and people want to start clicking. They want to start seeing and they want to start agreeing. And I find that a lot of times people are wondering, you know, where are the Christians? This is Christmas. Where are the Christians? And it seems like everything in this world wants to, you know, wants to keep all the celebration of this time of the year, but they don't want the Jesus of the year, of the moment. And you know what? We want to celebrate the entire reason. It is Christmas. And it's okay to say Christmas. But I want to share with you a story of a young man who was selected, Steve, because he had a need. I guess the school had discovered that he mm-hmm. had a need and he was not going to be able to maybe get anything for Christmas. And so it's called, I believe, Shop with a Cop. And I believe a police officer does some shopping for mm-hmm. these children. And so this young man had some words of wisdom for us this Christmas season. I want you to watch and to listen and write down, because he speaks briefly these profound words, but I want you to pay attention.
On anything you don't need, spend it for your friends, your mom, your family, for anybody that needs some. Please be nice and give, and also have a happy Merry Christmas.
Be nice and get. Well, I want to see that again, because he's telling you, hey, don't spend money on anything you don't need. He's sharing wisdom here with you. Don't spend money on what you don't need. Buy something for your mom, your family, and be nice. I want you to watch these words of wisdom to you this Christmas season.
On anything you don't need, spend it for your friends, your mom, your family, for anybody that needs some. Please be nice and give, and also have a happy Merry Christmas.
Have a happy Merry Christmas. Buy for someone in need. Wow. Out of the mouth of a child.
That's right.
And it's so refreshing to see gratitude in someone with priorities, even though it is a young child. Listen, he's saying buy what you need. And we live in a really blessed nation. I mean, we live in a country where we are some of the richest people in the entire world. I mean, even though the United States is only 5% of the world's population, we consume about, 70-85% of the world's resources.
Right.
And so we live in a blessed land. And I had a chance to hear, Steve, a story of an older woman, I think in her 90s, where she began to share about what Christmas was like as a child during the Depression. Oh, my goodness. It was so real. Her words, as her voice crackled and she began to recount, she said, Steve, that they were so poor, that she was growing up during the Depression, that they took out their socks, and some of their socks had holes, and somehow they fastened them to the end of their bed. And they would wake up in the morning, and their parents were able to put little pieces of candy there, maybe some peanuts, and even some fruit, and like an orange. And reminds me of someone I know, their family had, she was telling me the same stories as well. And she said they were so grateful. She said they couldn't even afford a Christmas tree. They didn't have a Christmas tree. And just to hear that, you look back and say, wow, that happened here in America. We couldn't even imagine someone not being, you know, taken care of. Yes, there are needs, but listen, this was during the Depression. It just caused me to realize, you know, and just to think again and ponder. You know, the word remember means to bring back to the membrane, to remember. In the book of Deuteronomy, God, you hear that, see the word remember, remember, remember consistently, because, you know, God knows that we're humans. We have the tendency to forget. Some reports are that you forget 80% of what you learned at the beginning of the week by the end of the week. And for me, it's probably higher, you know, but we have to be reminded.
Oh, yeah.
We have to be reminded. But it also makes me think, Steve, about this time, some of the wonderful Christmas carols that we sing. I know that you and I were talking during the break about some of these songs.
Well, yeah, it's so often too that, you know, especially, you know, that there's that dicey conversation of when do you start playing Christmas songs? Is it like after Halloween? Is it right after Thanksgiving? And immediately the Christmas songs start coming out, and you start,
I like them early. I like them early. Just
I like
bring
them all
out.
The time. To me, I love Christmas carols, and I start singing them. And so often too, we can enjoy the song and really not even pay attention to what it is that we're even saying.
That's right. What are we saying? You know, what are the lyrics?
One of the first songs that we were talking about over the break or earlier was, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And it's, and it causes you to even think about it. You're like, Emmanuel, okay. And the lyric, some of the lyrics are, "O come Emmanuel and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel." And it's like they're talking about Jesus being born. He's coming to Israel.
Isn't that beautiful?
And it's like to really recognize what it is that we're celebrating, that God gave his son Jesus. You talked about just a moment ago about the Twitter post that the light of the world now came into the world. And now that we have, when he talks about the Holy Spirit, God gave us the gift. And it's so beautiful because you're like, oh my goodness, that is what we're celebrating. Another one is Silent Night. And the lyrics are Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. Round young virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly host sing alleluia. It's like, this is the very moments that these are worship songs, remembering the moment that Jesus came, and the shepherds were there, and imagining the chorus of angels. This is what you're singing. You're remembering, wow, God, you sent Jesus to take upon our human form.
Yeah. I remember the first time that you know, once I gave my life to the Lord, you know, that your very first Christmas after you've really given your life to God. And and here we're singing these songs again, these Christmas carols, which are, by the way, some of them are a couple hundred years old.
Yeah.
And thinking, these are classics. And when I really started to think about the lyrics and the words, I was amazed. I like the one, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." A lot of people don't know that it was Charles Wesley who wrote that. That was the brother of John Wesley, founder of the Methodist Church. And it's amazing. Charles Wesley is accredited to writing over 6,000 hymns. And it was George Whitefield who actually made a twist to it. George Whitefield was a revival, great awakening preacher who preached in the outdoors. Even Benjamin, Franklin Benjamin came to hear him speak. And he would speak to crowds of 30,000 outdoors without any amplification. But listen to these words. "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with an angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing." These are wonderful, not just Christmas songs. These are awesome worship songs that we can worship the newborn king and the risen king, Jesus. Join us when we get right back from this break. When we get back, we're going to have a modern twist to the nativity. But before we go to break, I do want to talk to you about partnering and getting the special offer. It's partners just like you and our sponsors that help make this program possible. We can continue to keep a biblical light perspective over the airwaves. And you're so important. And so just for any amount at all, really, it's your agreement that opens the door for you to have all access to all the special offers. They're for you. Watch them, view them, share them. But we have a special offer for you today. Watch this. I want to share with you about our special offer 2000. You want to get this special offer just for partnering with VFN TV for any amount. It's yours. We want to get it to you. And it's called "This is an Act of War. Has World War III begun? And is this the coming mark of the beast?" These were the statements. "This is an act of war" by the Francis president, Francois Hollande, right after the Paris attacks. If you remember, he closed the borders immediately. And what happened was a complete tragedy. But he says this is an act of war and that France was going to be engaged. But in this message, you're going to find out some very interesting and some startling information, one of which is that, is this a prelude to the mark of the beast? How are we going to get there? Are we on the verge of World War III? You're also going to find out about biometrics identity. They have a system already designed And they want to implement for 7 billion people where they're digitally tagging you with an ID. And guess what? It's already happened with 200 people living in India. You don't want to miss it. This is a time for the church to wake up as to what is happening right now. You want to get this message. You want to partner. And it's through your partnership and our sponsors that we're able to continue to do what we're doing, keeping the conversation light. You become a partner at VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com and select partner now. Or you can do it by mail. And you want to mail VFN TV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And you can always feel free to call at 844-408-3688. Again, that number is 844-408-3688. Partner today.
Hi, I'm G with Spectacular Tubers, and we want to wish you a happy and a Merry Christmas.
VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Should doctors who practice abortion be made known to the public? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Here's a quick question. Now, I know everything is been brought to the forefront. An abortion issue definitely needed to be done. But the one thing I haven't seen much of is the actual doctors that perform these hideous operations. Why can't they be brought up and put on the forefront?
If they perform a partial birth abortion, it's an illegal act. So now we have the law in place that if that happens, we can, in fact, get a resolution that includes prosecution by the Justice Department. The end result of that is, under the statute as passed, you can, in fact, go after the abortion doctor, the provider, if, in fact, they engage in what's called a late-term or partial birth abortion.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors, I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com. And I'm going to say, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together, so you can go to VFNTV.com, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors, thank you to our partners, and God bless.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about Christmas today. We're talking about the birth of Jesus Christ and why we celebrate. And, you know, this time of the year often gets co-opted. We're not careful. People get very distracted, shiny objects with gifts and all these different things that happen. But we need to make sure that we keep the main thing the main thing. And I want you to watch this video. It's called Christmas in a Nutshell. It gives us perspective and helps us to keep our eyes and our attention focused on what this season really is all about. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the miracle.
That's it.
That God wanted to be with us. How awesome is that?
Yeah, that's huge. Is to really think about that, because I know personally in my life, it's just like God was so far and distant, but to come to that reality, that's just like, you mean to tell me this is the whole reason why we're celebrating this, is the fact that God came? And it's like, it changes your whole understanding of what Christmas is all about.
It really, really, really does. And for us as believers, we have this hope. It's a wonderful time to begin to start sharing, if you're not in the custom to, the love of God with so many people. You know, we often talk about different things that we can do during this holiday season, Christmas season, to share the gospel and to share the love of God. You know, I know, you know, people, in fact, in my own family, we gather cookies and bake them. And I mean, I don't bake them, but, you know, I'll eat them. But peppermint patties, all these different things, put them in a nice little container, and we go visit our neighbors and we just bless them and say, here you go. I know other families that are baking cookies and they're putting little scriptures, and they're even giving their phone number, Steve, saying, if we can pray for you for anything this year, please feel free to give us a call. And you're just getting so many awesome reactions, because today most people are staying in their home. They're not coming out. They're barely talking to their neighbors. And this is a wonderful opportunity to begin to share the love of God with people all around us. Yeah. I know of one couple who felt led of the Lord this year to say, we want to bless a family financially. And I heard this story here recently at one of our gatherings. And she said that, you know, I had all this kind of ideas of who maybe I should give it to. And so, you know, but then she said, I just quiet myself, and I said, okay, Lord, you know, you just direct me. You know, I want to give it to someone who really needs it, who's really appreciative, who could really use it. But Lord, you know. And so she was out and about shopping, and she kept running into this particular family every time she kept turning around or going to a different place in the store. And so finally she says, okay, all right, God, this, I guess they're the ones. And so she comes up to these strangers and says, I want to give you something. And she gives them money. Right, she says, I just feel like God wants me to give this to you. You know, he wants to bless you and he loves you. She says that the people were stunned. They were shocked. And they even started tearing up. They couldn't believe that someone would just, a random stranger would give them finances, would give them money and say, we just want to bless you and that God loves you. You'll be so surprised at what you can do for God's kingdom, what you can do for God just by showing a little bit of love, a little bit of care, you know, that you really are into people and that God, and showing them that God's really into them.
That's a huge season. And that's really the kingdom message, not just in this season, but 365 days a week, is that, you know, Jesus even says that by your love for one another, the world will know that I died for them. And it's just like understanding the fact that when we get to that opportunity to demonstrate love for someone and just say, you know, I just want to tell you that God loves you and I just want to give this to you, it totally impacts someone's life. Because right now it's just like, you think about how many people are going through so many difficult moments.
Wow.
People don't realize what's going on with the person next to them. And you say, I see you. God loves you.
That's right. And there's all creative ways to do, you know, outreach and to get the message of Jesus, that Jesus is the reason for the season. I want you to listen to this Christmas rap this young person put together. I think it's kind of funny, but he makes a point. Watch this.
Dear Tim, we enjoyed a wonderful year of fruitation. We are joyful to see young Molly going into seventh grade. Max was all-star on soccer this year, and Mark and I, well, we are celebrating our 20th anniversary this March. Best wishes to the new year and on. Happy holidays.
Person you're forgetting, beware, this rap has explicit lyrics. We say words like Christmas, Christ, and maybe Jesus. I'm not trying to be offensive, I'm trying to bring the message that maybe we're just being a little too sensitive. There's a reason for the season, as they always say. There was a young boy born on Christmas Day.
Sweater.
And I know this sounds obnoxious, but I'm a little bit nauseous from all these cute little holiday mirages. Cause honestly, and if I may, there's more than meets the eye to this Christmas Day. Oh, little town of Bethlehem. Yeah, that little boy, remember.
listen to the words that I sing, cause I've been decking the halls for far too long to not understand the First Noel would be wrong. Go, 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 tell it on the mountain. Don't let anyone forget about him. Yell it over the hills till your vocal cords are worn, that on Christmas Day, Jesus Christ was born. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at my nose. These days we've forgotten Christ in the Christmas, cause we're wrapped in mistletoe. The Three Kings star. I'm sick and tired of Christ, they're always being ejected. Merry Christmas is now being politically corrected. I'm not grateful for the season, I'm the holiday happy. I'm married for a reason, Jesus Christ and my family. Let's start a resolution, let's start a revolution. Let's start saying Christ and stop the word pollution. Let's be nice, sure, let's be kind. But forget about Christmas and you're out of your mind.
Christmas season. That's Christmas with the Christ. Remember that. Merry Christmas.
Christmas with the Christ. The Christmas with the Christ.
That's it. That's where it's at. That's
get the message at. Out any which way you can. But I love how this young man and these teenagers use creativity to say, hey, listen, we don't need to be politically correct. The reason why I'm marrying it's a Merry Christmas is because I have Jesus in my life.
Yeah.
He's the whole reason. It's not happy holidays or season greetings. It's Merry Christmas. We're going to go to a break. When we get back from this break, we're going to show you the nativity scene with a modern twist. But before we go to break, I do want to talk to you about the Vine Seminar. This is a special time. It's a small gathering of folks that come together. They're actually just being drawn by the Lord to register. Maybe it's you. It's happening to you. You've been watching us talk about the Vine Seminar, and you're saying, I probably need to go to that. Well, you need to come. It's a great seminar where we begin to talk about the original intent of the church. God wants us to focus on the main thing. It's his church, Book of Acts, signs, wonders, miracles, love for each other, love for God, and really focusing on the greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, and as we say, leading others to do the same. I want you to watch this and register yourself and maybe register a friend. Watch this.
So what do you do? I mean, you got this difficult times of testament souls coming to the earth. What does the church do? We just go back to the original intent of the church. It's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be. And it's not hard. But it's the one thing that's being fought the most in society. It's called relationship. It's called loving one another, spending time. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Those things only happen in the context of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Discipleship's caught in relationships better than taught in some particular classroom type setting. When you look at the church in its original intent, do you think it did? Was that a mistake? You know, the fact that they were meeting together and eating together, and right. and did they just not figure out how to build a huge complex yet? I mean, what's going on? But then you go back and go, well, the fear of the Lord was there, that miracles was happening amongst them, signs and wonders, and they dedicated themselves to the apostles' teaching, and but it's really, you know, we went on this journey some time back, you know, understanding what does it mean to be the church, you know, and he says, go ye into all the world, but yet we have this come ye type mentality, right? Mm-hmm. Come ye to my church, come to my building, come to my meeting, come to this thing. And it's like, but no, we're not going out. And by not going out, other things are going out and promulgating something different than the gospel darkness. And, we had to find out we're supposed to be a go-y church instead of a come-y church, that God, as Christians, we're supposed to go out. As we begin to understand that and walk that out and say, you know what, we're going to do if it takes 10 years, we're going to do exactly what the Lord said and begin to walk that out. And what we found out in beginning to walk out the pattern of the church, that God loves it. He is so into his kingdom. The fullness of, like, you know, one man said, it was like stepping out of a flower pot into the fourth chapter of Acts, the things that begin to happen. And it's exciting. It's exhilarating. And God wants to be, you know, God, we got the word of God back to the church. We got to get the church to pick it up again. But the, God wants his church back. He wants us to be loyal to his voice and to follow him. There's only one church, the church under Jesus Christ as the head.
That's right.
And he wants his church back. What we did was we said, you know, how can we put something together to share our experience? We call it the Vine Seminar. You think about it. Jesus said in John chapter 15, he said, you know, it's impossible. It's impossible to be fruitful unless we abide in him, abide in the vine. He says, I'm the vine. My Father's the gardener. You're the branches. And so what we did, we came together and we put together what we call the Vine Seminar. It's a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. It's a limited amount of seating in it. You can sign up for it at vfntv.com under events. You'll see Vine Seminar there. And we want to just share our experiences. And it's not as hard. It's, you know, you're gonna enjoy church again. If the God's calling you to begin to walk that way, then you're gonna begin to enjoy it. It's an amazing thing, you know. And I really believe from what we've seen, and that the Spirit of the Lord is so pleased when we come together and love each other and spend time with each other and dedicate ourselves to His Word. He shows up in a powerful way and heals and delivers and signs and wonders and miracles and dreams. Find out more. Go to vfntv.com, upper right-hand corner, you see events. Hover over that. You'll see the Vine Seminar. Sign up for it today. It's limited space. Make sure you get in.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Merry Christmas. My goodness. Listen, Francis of Assisi said this. He said, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, Steve, use words. Mm-hmm. And so he's talking about a lifestyle that says Jesus is Lord, fruits. And so whether it be through song, whether it be through social media, whether it be through singing songs, or whether it be through a film, whether it be through cookies, giveaway, we have an opportunity to share Christ all the time, especially during the holidays, especially during Christmas. And so I want you to watch what Bethel put together, a short film about a modern day twist nativity and how they're using it to share the gospel. Watch this.
Merry Christmas.
What's the point?
It all started with a girl. She found out she was going to have a baby. A very special baby.
Mary.
Yes?
You've been chosen. You'll have a child. A very special child.
I don't understand.
In time you will.
Was she scared?
excited. But you're supposed to marry a boy. She told him the news.
But he didn't understand. Joseph. You will take Mary to be your wife.
Understood.
What happened to them?
They had a long way to go. When they needed help, most wouldn't. Give to you. That's the point.
Merry, merry beautiful. Christmas. How awesome is that?
That is such a beautiful reminder of the whole reason all this is about.
This is what it's all about. It's about celebrating Jesus' birth. Listen, don't get caught up maybe in old traditions that don't glorify God, don't make it about the presents or any of this other stuff. Let's make a commitment this Amen. Christmas. If you haven't done it before, saying, listen, we're going to make it about Jesus. We're going to make it about remembering the Lord. I'll tell you, one of the things that we do is we have a grateful tree, and we cut out. And maybe this is what you may want to do this today or Christmas morning, but we cut out circles of red cardstock, and everyone in the family, Steve.
Yeah.
You write down the things that you are grateful to Jesus for, and you make your own ornament. Yeah. Sometimes people put it on a little thing, a little tree called a Christmas tree. I like to put it on our big tree.
Yeah.
Because although the tree is decorated very nicely, you have all these beautiful lights and these nice ornaments, when we stick up our paper ornaments and we stick them on the tree, it resembles, it represents everything that we're thankful for to Jesus.
Yeah.
It's because of his life. It's because of what he's done on the cross that makes it all possible. Listen, I recommend that you do it yourself. And then when you have visitors, have some extra circle cutout paper ornaments for them too, and encourage them to write down one or three things that they're grateful for to God this year in particular. Listen, if we take time to express our gratitude and our appreciation for the Lord, it will go well with us. And we rejoice in that. God is so good. And his hand, if we look back, mm-hmm. Steve, we could see the hand of the Lord all throughout the year in our lives. God loves you, has a plan for your life, and he still has a plan for this world. We want to pray with you. We encourage you to please pray for us. Steve, would you close us out in prayer?
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for the gift of Jesus Christ, the greatest gift. And we just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, these days, these moments to recognize Jesus is the reason for the season. Lord, we just thank you, God, that these are these moments that we can just share with our neighbors, with our loved ones, our relatives, our coworkers, and everyone around us that you've placed with us, that we can tell them Jesus loves you and he has a plan for your life. Father God, we just ask you, Lord, that you would just bless all of our viewers, that you would bless the church. And we just thank you, Lord, that you would reveal more of Jesus to us, God, as we celebrate your presence, you in our midst, God. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for watching. We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
John, do you know the VFNTV app is out, right? I think it's 4.0, man.
4.0.
That is so cool. And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFNTV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VVictor, VFNTV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com. And click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important. You can listen to highlights. You can listen to the programs. You can listen to us live. We're live 24/7, 7 days a week. And some encouraging words, any prophetic words that are coming out. You know, God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. Listen, get the app. It's totally free, by the way. Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFNTV. It'll pop up, download it for free, or go to VFNTV.com.